New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
In the house, Morris Troy. Have you been listening to the Klein and Alley Show? Every morning.
Thank you for that, Moist Joyce, local celebrity. You can find her pretty much drinking every day in Burbank or on mass transit. Boy, she loves that public transportation. Good morning. Welcome to it. It is just after 9 o'clock on a Monday morning here. Last week of school for many. Congratulations, teachers and educators. They'll get some much-needed time off, hopefully, to rest and relax or work on them side hustle stuff. Of course, for any kids that have your last week of school this week, man, that feeling, as you know, you're entering the final 2.5 days of having to learn anything.
I know, and happy summer for all the teachers that are probably going to be doing feet pics.
Oh, yeah, feet pics. Great side hustle. Allie tried it. She said, you cannot not make money, but Allie figured out a way to somehow lose money trying to sell feet pics.
Nobody wants to buy these gangly things.
No, they do not. And Allie was throwing in a lot of extra ankle. It was like, buy a foot, get a cankle free, and no one wanted it. Hey, Bailey, you are the 20th caller from Redondo Beach, which means you're the brand new first name to go on a brand new list to go see Sublime, a trip around the world, across the country this time. It is all part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Good morning, Bailey.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's well, almost go.
Yeah, here's what you've won for sure.
Let's maybe go.
At the very least, you'll be seeing Sublime at a show that they'll be doing in San Diego at Petco Park. So congratulations. You're as good as into that one, guaranteed. If we call you back in a week, you'll be packing your bags and seeing them again in Virginia Beach. All right?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for starting your week with us here on K-Rock. This hour, Jacob Gibbons will be coming into the K-Rock studio to hang out and battle Jake in a little Gen X factor to get ready for his big show that's happening this weekend. This is a man that has repopularized an entire genre of music. Not that it was ever dead, but I think that he's brought a lot of that first song feels back to new people.
Well, it's nostalgia personified, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Everyone remembers where they were when they heard that song. And, you know, you have such a specific memory attached to a lot of the songs that we play on K-Rock. And I feel like he's brought that culture to the masses.
And just the remembering of the first time, right? The first time and thinking to yourself, because we debut songs all the time on K-Rock. We take it for granted. And sometimes the songs really suck. We play them, you'll never hear them again, but we have to do it because we owe the band a favor. Right? Let's be honest. It's a lot of, oh, you played our show 3 years ago? Here's your new crappy song. We'll give it a spin.
It's called This for That.
This for That. It's called Modern Day Payola. But then every once in a while, you sung like this one, and you're like, oh, man, I heard this for the first time. I remember exactly where I was, and I remember all of the feelings I get.
I remember who I almost had sex with.
Right. Or maybe you actually had real sex. And that's a nice thing that bands don't realize. We talk to a lot of bands about that when people have sex to their music. And they go, that's maybe the greatest compliment you can give us.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we got that to get to this hour on the show. If you're just joining us, Allie found out earlier today, or we found out at least, that she's got a pregnancy happening.
I took a pill.
They forced me to take a pill, and I think that I am rolling right now.
I didn't force you.
So
you were down.
I'm going to go massage myself and get a pacifier. And here's your incubus on K-Rock. Klein Alley Show. If you need us, 800-520-1067 to join in on whatever's happening here. There's also the goat line there for you, 844-956-GOAT.
Alley, I've met you. You're super nice and personable. But can you be any more disgusting?
Oh, yes, I can.
Lovely way to start the message. She's about to get a lot grosser over the next 9 months, I have a feeling.
If I ever see you in a pool, I'm going to bring out a bell just like they did in Game of Thrones and ring it and say, shame, shame, shame. But what I'm dying to know is, does your wife know you pee in a pool? And does she do it as well? That's it.
It's the time of the year to celebrate all of you pool peers. And
to be peeing twice as much.
Yeah, Allie's peeing for two now. So she's going to be filling up pools all over the place, and she's not going to feel bad about it because she believes that she's going to take advantage of every perk you get as, quote, a expected mother. And so Allie does like to pee, but she said most people...
It just happens. I'm not going to get out of the pool just to go pee.
No, you said you prefer... given the option of going and sitting on a toilet
with a wet bathing suit, pulling down my wet, disgusting bathing suit, and there's any pool or beach bathroom is absolutely disgusting. I don't even have the key to our bathroom at the pool.
Right, because I know you would never use it. So why waste a key on you?
I was never given one when I moved in, and I've never asked for one, and I've never gone in there.
But I know where you live, and I know where your pool is. And where you live is literally across the street from the pool.
Yes. So if I had to go number two, that's what I would do, is go across the street.
Oh, really? You would get out of the pool for number two at least?
No,
thank God. Maybe now not. I mean, that's why it is, if you're one of these people that you identify as a pool peer.
And there are more of you out there than you care to admit.
And a lot of people will go up to Allie at events, and they'll say, like, hey, just so you know, I'm with you. I'm a pool peer as well. It's my biggest shame, but I'm glad I found my community. But you guys should have your own pool altogether. I mean, that's what, you know, the kids, that's always the thing. There would be like a kiddie pool and an adult pool. And the idea was the kiddie pool, everyone knows, is full of pee because they're children and they don't know any better. But there should be a secondary adult pool for pool peers like you.
A pool pee resort?
Yeah.
According to the internet, 53% of adults admit to peeing in the pool, which means that's already over half, and that's not even accurate because I'm sure at least 75 to 80% of people are peeing in the pool.
But you have said that there's times you were on your way to the pool and said, I can't wait to get in because I have to pee so badly.
No, like, I did not
do that. You were holding it to get in the pool.
No, I don't hold it to get in the pool. And it depends on if there's a lot of people in the pool. If there's a lot of people in the pool, I do it more. No, I will do it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
No, I feel bad, so I won't. If it's like an empty pool and I'm in a corner, yeah, sure.
And you know that the argument that Allie makes is the same argument that all of the gross people make, which is they have chemicals for this, so it's really like the victimless crime.
Well, and all of crawling with chlorine.
All of the experts claim that the chemicals are there to work on other things that are way more potentially dangerous than the urine, but when they spend all their time having to kill off your gross urine, they're not around to help kill off the other stuff.
One pee? But in yesterday's case, three.
Okay, see, that's my point.
I am peeing a lot more.
That's my absolute point.
In an hour and a half, three.
So,
that's
yeah, if anyone sees Allie at the pool, just start blowing that whistle immediately and let everyone know. Because you should wear some sort, there should be some sort of a, like, just like they have an employee in training.
Like
badge.
I have to put it on my swimsuit?
Yeah, there's some sort of special
like
color. Like a neon pee or
people,
something you
yeah,
have to
people
wear.
Said, there was talk about putting a certain thing in the pool to make it turn a different color.
Well, that was always the thing you would tell kids at a young age to scare them into not going in the pool. Like, by the way, if you go in here, the whole water around you is going to turn dark. And everyone freaked out about it, so that was the big thing.
Well,
that
then pools, stop being so relaxing.
That's not the pool's fault.
Yes, it is, because it relaxes me to the point where if I didn't even have to go, I'm like, whoop, there it is, especially in a hot tub. Come on. As soon as you get into a hot tub, you have to pee, even if you didn't have to before. You have to admit that.
Yeah, but all right, I can't explain to you the way society works.
Because you're high?
Yeah. I'm too high to make a
counter argument.
Do you
want to have like a really big conversation now?
Not really at all, actually. I just want to lay down on a lounge chair and look at clouds.
Do you know how many different exoplanets there are that possibly have life on them?
When we get back, Jacob Givens will be in the K-Rock studios, and we'll be talking about all things Gen X Fest. Go nowhere. Jake will be put into the hot seat next against his own friend. It's going to be a Jake-on-Jake battle. Jacob versus Jake. Both claim that they are Gen X aficionados. Both claim they know more about the Gen X music scene than anyone else. Although Jacob Givens does it in kind of a nice, fun sort of your friends talking to you way.
Jake does it in a mansplainy, condescending way.
Yeah, and there's so many people that hate you, Jake. On the, I don't even want to get into this now but here's just some.
Here we go.
Here's just one of the many messages on the goat line about what a pain in the ass you are.
Hey guys. 6 years slogger in Texas here, and I've never been more frustrated with my parasocial family as I've been in the last few weeks with Jake. Getting on decline for not shaving his head or whatever, I don't care. He has no room to talk about anything until he can admit he's wrong on the Bucky issue. Ridiculous. He's clearly wrong, but he's going to call everybody out on their crap. I'm done. He needs a punishment. Nobody else should be punished for anything until he can admit he's wrong. He can't call you out on not shaving your head. You did shave your head. I'm a hairstylist and a one count.
Thank you. That's a hairstylist, a one counts.
If I shave my head the way you did,
and I'm within 20 miles of two Buc-ee's, and it is 100% a gas station, he has to admit he's wrong, or he needs a punishment, a will of punishment, or shave his head again, and Allie super goes pubes hurt.
That's right. You may need another dose of Allie's pubes, Jake. We're going to come back in a second.
They're
this woman's
thick
right.
Now because the prenatal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're back in a second. Jacob Gibbons in the K-Rock Studios next. Follow along. We're on YouTube streaming live. That continues after this. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Going to nerd out with some music. Just a moment. Jacob Gibbons is in the K-Rock Studios right now. Gen X Fest, a celebration of one of the greatest decades in rock music. The 90s happening this Sunday, June 14th at the Regent Theater. And first of all, thank you for being here to talk about this.
Thank you.
Thank you for all of the attention that you've brought back to the music that K-Rock grew up on. You know, this is the music that a lot of people learned about this station for the very first time listening to.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I love sharing these songs and these things that I enjoy so much with the rest of the world. It's, what a gift.
Many people know your voice, but they probably follow you along on Instagram, particularly where you've got built quite a bit of an audience, as you are super passionate about songs, especially the first time you heard the songs, and giving people this experience. Experience again, and so weird because, you know, songs we take for granted that we play every, feels like every single morning, every single day of the week on K-Rock, that someone's going to hear that song for the probably very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild when it's a Chili Peppers song or it's a Green Day song or it's a Blink song that's been out forever.
And K-Rock could be giving them that first experience while they're driving in their car.
You do a good job of celebrating those moments and reminding people that you never kind of never get to relive your first, but some of these songs now that you got a chance to experience when they were big, when they first came out, are now having another moment all over again.
Yeah, thank you. People often ask me, they're like, how do you still have so much joy for something 30-plus years ago, and it's because I've never worked in music.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
right. So you can love it?
I can love it. I've been able to hang on to it my whole life. I mean, of course, you still love music, but it's like it's still been the same childhood love that I've always had.
Well, and I think also, no matter what, it was the music that you grow up on, you feel like it will never be that good again.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's specifically true with 90s and 2000s alternative rock.
It does.
Like, I don't know if people were just more of a mess back then. So they had more to write about.
More
like
inspiration for the songs. Or
yeah,
were
exactly.
They just better? That's always been the argument, right? Is that everyone likes to say, like, oh, it's not as good. Music now is not as good as it once was. And I go, yeah, but everything we're listening to now has so many decades behind it. You've had it drilled into your head over and over again that you can't really tell if something's going to be as good until you got to give a song that's out today another 30 years to grow on you.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's easy to hear something once and go, this sucks. This is as good as, you know, this is as good as Oasis was.
Like, what is the album for you that made you fall in love with this type of music when you were growing up?
Easy to answer. Siamese Dream by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay, so that's your
the favorite
Mecca
album.
Right there.
Oh yeah, it's all built around that.
And you
temple.
Remember where you were and what the circumstance was when you first heard it?
100%.
What was that circumstance?
So I was in high school and I was anticipating that album release because I had fallen in love with the song Drown on the single soundtrack. I was already a fan of the band.
Great soundtrack.
Oh my God.
The single movie soundtrack, one of the top maybe five soundtracks ever.
And Siamese Dream was one of those first CDs that I purchased in the transition from cassettes to CDs. So I went out to the mall, got it, brought it home. I was sitting in my house and just start to finish, which is a big part of listening back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Track one to the last.
You just lay on your bed and you're like, play.
You open the liner notes. It's a whole journey like reading a book. And I remember that feeling that just each song, the surprise, the way that the guitar sounded, I'll never forget it.
I used to think it was so cool when a band, because they would always have like thank yous in the album notes, and they'd be, when a band would thank another band, I was like, oh man, that's so cool. They like know each other.
Yes.
I was
like, yeah, they're friends.
They all hang out somewhere. There's a cool bar where all bands are.
But it's interesting that they're discovering a song because you heard it in a movie that you liked, and then because I remember, like, even for me, like, The Days of Confused was a movie that I enjoyed, but I didn't know a lot of those bands because they were from before my time. But
then
I discovered so many of the bands from The Days of Confused soundtrack.
Right, so it kind of made you do a deep dive on them.
I was like, oh, War, Lowrider, that's cool.
I didn't think movie soundtracks are completely different now.
Absolutely, they changed completely. In the 90s, movie soundtracks were the way you found a dozen new bands in a movie.
But I do feel like younger people now, like, you know, Johnny's younger and he's a huge music fan, and I imagine, Johnny, you're still really into the... You know, the classic
He's going too far back now, because now he's like, have you guys heard of Elvis? And I'm like, yes, Johnny, we've all heard of Elvis. He's like, oh, you guys got some bangers.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Johnny
loves
went
Bruce
way
Springsteen.
Deep back.
Check out Dylan. Never heard of him?
But the guy on the show that is, I would argue, like the less successful version of you would be Jake the Nerd, who I know has approached you at many. You guys are like, every time Jake goes to these weird bands, he says he sees you there, because Jake's always trying to tell us, oh, come see Uncle Fester this weekend. Or,
Dan, it's not Uncle Fester.
What is it?
It was Warm Uncle.
Ah.
Right.
You
opened up for Yawning Man.
Right. So
do you know about any of this, Jacob?
I don't know, though. Those are. I didn't make it to either of those shows.
Yeah. He always didn't have a heart-stopping first listen moment. Yeah,
it's funny
for
because
Warm Uncle.
Whenever he tries to defend like one of the weird things he goes to, you're like, guess who I saw there? Jacob Givens was there. I have a picture of him holding my dog to prove it. And we're like, what was that? What was the one you saw him at recently, Jake? You were all proud he was there.
Well, we went to Hum together. That was great.
Yes, Hum.
That's the most recent one.
Oh, and then it was the Smashing Pumpkins funeral, right?
Yes.
There
is
that,
oh, yeah.
You were that one
yes.
as well.
Funeral for Zero.
Cool.
So, yes. So I wanted to see, because you are, in many ways, you are Gen Z, Gen X epitomized. Jake is believes he is the best Gen Xer. So I've got a little quiz to see who's better at Gen X, and I'm going to play you just a clip of a song.
Okay.
And, Jake, you get to go first.
Which one?
I'm going to... That's a good point. I'm going to go Jacob in the studio gets to go first.
Jacob in the studio.
All right, okay. Jacob.
It's going to be
Jacob
very hard Gibbons. For Klein.
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, that's Bound to the Floor by Local H.
Whoa.
That was less than half a second. Let's see if he's right. Let's see if he's right. Pretty impressive. Jake, did you know that one?
I did. They play this Saturday with Toadies.
Yeah, they do.
All right, well, once again, point, Al, if you're keeping track, Jacob Givens gets a point. And now we go to Jake the Nerd.
Why don't we just ask Jacob Givens every time and then have Jacob, I knew that too.
All right, this
I
is,
also knew that.
This is also for Jacob Givens. Only person that can answer is Jacob Givens. Here we go.
Oh, Tool, Sober.
Jake, did you know that one?
Yeah, I knew that one, man. I called my friend.
I don't think you would have known that one.
Oh, Jacob Givens, what?
Incredible.
An encyclopedia.
Yeah, he's gotten 2 for 2. It's just amazing. Unbelievable. Jake, this is Tool.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's Sober.
Yeah, better songs.
All right, this is only Jacob Givens gets to answer this one. Let's see. Here, let's go with a completely different band altogether. Here we go.
Ooh. That one's hard.
Jacob Givens?
I'm having a minute here where my brain is searching.
Jake the Nerd, do you know this one?
Yeah, it's Tool again.
It is Tool again. He got one.
Damn it. So we all lose.
We all lose.
No. Yes. Yeah.
It's Schism, Jake. Schism. I know you didn't know that one. Yeah.
Ugh.
This is like Flight Suit's least favorite song.
There you go.
So give me that part.
That's the part that I know.
Yeah. Currently, if you're keeping track, Jacob Givens knows way more about Gen X music than our very own Jake the Nerd. Jacob Givens, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, that's a Blur, song 2.
Wow.
Man,
that's the one
good.
Klein puts in for filler.
Whenever we need to fill 2 minutes.
It's
the best 2 minute fill song in the business. And also, it's got the good woo-hooing, which everyone loves. Everyone loves a good woo-hoo, right? So, your cover band, which is known as Temple of the Dads, will be performing at this event. I want to learn more about this in just a moment. We're going to give you, this is brand new from Evanescence. It's called Who Will You Follow? And then we get back, we'll learn about what is happening this weekend, how you can get involved, and give you tickets to it. More with Jacob Givens, who, Allie, if you're keeping track, how many more points does he have than Jake the Nerd?
He has twice as many points.
Twice as many points
he
as Jake
two.
The Nerd.
Jake has... Oh, no, yeah. Jake has 1 point. He does have 1 point.
Yeah, I'll give Jacob Givens one more chance going into break, going to the song to prove he knows more. Here we go.
A Blind Melon, No Rain.
Wow.
Jake, did you know that one?
Yeah, I knew that one, too.
Come back in a second. We'll give you new Evanescence and more with Jacob Givens next on K-Rock. Talk about the resurgence from a band that we grew up with. Evanescence on K-Rock, Klein Alley Show in the studio right now. Jacob Givens, music aficionado, specifically all that Gen X stuff that we listened to in the 90s that's all having moments all over again. You can see him on Instagram and on TikTok. The Jacob Givens TikTok, Instagram, just his name, Jacob Givens. And this weekend, an event that is happening to celebrate all things 90s nostalgia with, I didn't realize, I know your cover band is playing Temple of the Dads, and it's going to be 3 hours of all of the biggest songs, but you're going to be joined on stage by some of the actual performers from these songs and these bands.
Yes, that's correct. We have members of bands like Dig, Failure, Panic of the Disco. We have Dave Holmes from MTV joining us on stage to host. So yeah, they're going to come up and play songs with us. It's going to be great.
And it is Gen X Fest, but all ages are welcome.
All ages are welcome.
Yeah, it's a benefit too for Sweet Relief Musicians Fund, which is obviously a worthy cause. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com right now, and they will get a portion of all proceeds, etc., and auction stuff. And you got some really cool donations that you'll be auctioning off.
Oh yeah, the raffles are outstanding. We have an acoustic guitar from Yamaha. We have a bottle of blackened Metallica whiskey to give away.
I have this
mini Zoltar machine from New Wave Toys. I mean, such
Zoltar cool. from Big? From
yes,
the movie Big?
Zoltar from wow. Big. So I'm going to be giving one of those away. So just
we should get it so we can get it to Vanessa.
Vanessa, we can make you big.
Yeah, there's two of them. There's two of them. So you got two chances to win. So you should definitely come out and more prizes, collections, posters, unique.
And prints. Surprises that you don't even know about yet because they may or may not happen, but you never know what happens unless you're there. So we are going to give some tickets away right now at 800-520-1067, but you could buy some, support a good cause, enjoy your love of music. And it's funny because I just found this clip. This was maybe almost from a year ago. This is when Jake the Nerd, approached you to smell your armpits in the streets.
Yes.
And this is what that sounded like. Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Jacob Givens.
Jacob Givens from where?
Los Angeles.
How have you been beating the heat?
I've been beating the heat by not going outside at all.
So just staying in, having the AC running?
Yes.
So at K-Rock, we think it's important for people to keep smelling fresh during the heat wave.
Okay.
So we do a thing called pit stops.
Okay.
Is it okay if I sniff your pits?
You're welcome to. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't seem as fazed by this as most people are.
No, I'm very confident about my pits.
That's good.
I'm a very clean man.
That's why we do this, is that more people should go out with pit confidence. And if you know that at any given moment, especially during a heat wave, you could be approached and someone sniffs your pits, you're going to take an extra second to make sure you've used the right amount of deodorant.
Yeah.
Better for all of society.
Raise your hand if you're sure. I grew up with the mantra.
Yeah.
Confident.
Yeah, that was really, they're basically saying, hey, go ahead and put your hand up. Let everyone get it close to your pits.
Yes. He's the best smelling Jake on the show right now.
Oh, but right now you are by far the best smelling Jake because our other Jake stinks. So.
Even after a show.
Even after a show.
There we go. Not the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
What
right?
is that?
That's Native.
Native?
Native deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
So wow.
That's my go-to.
Native, and what's the scent?
I think it's like ocean and sandalwood or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This has been a K-Rock Pit Stop.
I can't believe it. That's what it is.
So you had a hard time afterwards. You realized that you did. You felt violated, didn't you?
A little bit.
I love how Jake's like, interesting scent that I'll never purchase.
There's no shortage of Gen Xers on the phone.
Well, I have a check that out.
Chicks dig it.
That's right. Well. Jake is going with natural. Julie, you're a Gen Xer through and through?
Yes. Sir. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yep.
You will be going to Gen X Fest this weekend on Sunday. Jacob Givens will be there. You'll get to watch Temple of the Dads perform live and all of those surprises we just chatted about.
How fun is that? Sweet.
All right.
Thank you.
See you there.
Thank Jacob for that. Thanks, Jacob, for hooking us up. Of course, everyone can follow along. And is there one band that you believe that we have broken or that you've heard of, a new band that you think has what it takes like the 90s bands did?
Yeah, you've been to your share of almost acoustic Christmases over the years.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
You've seen the old and the new.
Yeah, absolutely. A band that I'm really in love with right now is Tiger Cub. They're great.
You know that Jake tries to pitch new bands to our boss at K-Rock all the time, and usually they're not good bands like probably the one you just mentioned.
Whatever. Slomosa, we're both big fans.
Do you know about Tiger Cub, Jake?
Of course.
Have you pitched Tiger Cub to the boss here at K-Rock?
No, I'm still trying to get Slomosa.
Are you still just going to harp on one that he's already rejected? Or
and Frankie and the Witchfingers.
They're good, too.
Yeah.
They are good. And I love Slomosa.
Yeah. Jake, give me your five bands right now, and I want to see if Jacob Givens agrees with any of these bands as being good or not. Go ahead.
What, my five favorite ones that I'm into right now?
Yeah, the ones that we always make fun of you for.
Well, I mean, I like Yawning Man. I like anything John Garcia. I like a lot of desert rock. I like Slomosa. I like Frankie and the Witchfingers.
Can't say ones he's already said.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead. Two more.
Hang on. I'm bringing up my playlist.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Oh, Valley of the Sun. Uh-huh. I love Valley of the Sun. I just got into a LA band called Sasquatch.
I actually don't know.
Thank God.
I don't know Sasquatch and Valley of the Sun. I knew the others, though.
All right. Okay, good. So we just convinced Jake's making these all up to make us look foolish.
So, Jacob, do you think that Jake has good music taste?
He does.
Okay.
He does. He's a great concert buddy, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is down to go to anything.
Yeah.
I think you've gone to shows that have, like, four people in them, right,
yes,
Jake?
Yes, we have been there.
Yeah. There you go.
And we went to a show with, like, hardly any people at Transplants. We saw Sam.
Yeah.
And you're on comedy show, Jake.
Yeah,
hardly anybody there.
Jacob in studio, do you think that Jake the Nerd smells bad?
I haven't gotten a good whiff yet.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'll walk into the nerd hole. You'll get more than your fair share.
Okay, my first pit stop.
Well, can you walk into his nerd hole now and take a sniff?
You want me to right
now?
Yeah.
Okay, one second.
I'll be right back.
He's going to give us a real feedback here. Okay. He's right now. Go
be
down.
Honest.
Yeah, be
honest.
Hold on. This is Jacob Givens now. We smelled his armpits months ago. Now, oh, don't walk past. Hold on. He's
in for the whiff. Here we go. That's pleasant.
He falls.
How does the nerd hole smell altogether?
It smells like Spencer's Gifts in here. It's like Nag Champa incense sticks.
Nice!
I don't know if that's a compliment.
That's a hell of a compliment.
Right. And then he promptly leaves.
He couldn't have gotten back in here sooner. I've never seen someone re-enter the K-Rock studios faster.
Better in here, isn't it?
This weekend, guys, Jacob Givens and all things Gen X Fest. We're putting all the details up. A lot of people are asking, how do I get tickets? All that is going up right now on our Instagram at the Klein Alley Show. And congratulations.
Yeah,
and maybe the next time we do one, we got a couple show hangs we're putting together, maybe something even end of summer. I think that it would be appropriate to have Temple of the Dads perform.
Totally.
Oh, we would love it. We'd be there in a heartbeat.
All right, so we got that to look forward to.
From Palm Springs.
Enough, Jake. We're done.
We're done with you, Jake. We've got the Jake in here, the better Jake, okay? We got to take a break. We're back with more show next. All right, goodbye.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
When it comes to the L.A. mayoral race, apparently the votes are being counted by a bunch of kindergartners. It is so ungodly slow. They say it is to ensure accuracy, but last week, Spencer Pratt had an 8% lead over Nithya Raman in the vote for mayor. He was at number two. Nithya Raman was in three. And then he was already getting his campaign ready to take on Karen Bass in November. Now we have a flippity-do situation, and Nithya Raman has now taken the lead. She is now 3,000 votes ahead of him. And last I saw, there were about 17,000 ballots left to count. So by the end of summer, we should know for sure. Ramen always comes in clutch, does it not?
As a snack, absolutely. You have no money and no anything. You don't need water, because I've eaten cubes of ramen before completely raw.
Have you ever mixed it into a bag with the flavor packet and then just smashed it all up?
And eat it? Sure have.
Oh,
not my proudest moment. This whole thing seems very suspicious at best.
Here we go.
Because
rigged,
I'm not saying rigged, but
what are you saying here? Then
I'm saying that it is crazy.
Yeah,
2026. That this process is so long and convoluted.
Well,
where
they
say it's so
that they could prevent people from saying it was all
right. Exactly. Rigged. But then when you look at some of the photos that get posted of the process, it does seem like there's just a lot. It doesn't seem very scientific. I feel like a lot of things.
Well, I think about
you're Team Spencer though, right?
No,
I'm not. I'm a team fair and honest election, regardless. Okay. To be honest, I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like Bass for a variety of reasons. Many reasons.
She doesn't look because of her track record, for one.
And to be honest, I don't really like any of the options at all. So you got to go with what is the lesser of all of the evils. And then you start looking at it and you go, and this person has zero experience, so that's probably not a great evil.
Right.
This person's got experience, but look at the state of the place we live right now. I was a big Caruso guy. I thought Caruso, I still feel like Caruso should step up and run again, because if you ever go to a place that looks clean and nice, go to any place Caruso owns, be it the Americana or the Grove.
Yeah, but he bought your vote.
Absolutely.
With caviar.
Yes, he did. He's the only person who said
it. Our votes aren't for sale.
When Ali and I got fake married and we invited every rich person in, the only person who sent us a present was Caruso, and it was a giant crate of caviar.
That's no conspiracy. We're open about it.
I'll vote for you all day, any day, Caruso.
Did Ramen buy us caviar?
No.
Did Spencer Pratt? No, they did not.
If Ramen bought us ramen, we would give her our vote.
Even a couple of them.
We are very viable.
But think about the average age of the volunteers that are helping count the votes.
It's
96 years old, so whether you're 100 or 5 years old, the counting is just slow.
With all the technology...
This is the point I'm making, Omar. That's
so
the point.
Weird,
you're making the point I'm making. It seems like the technology exists now, that the system we use for counting votes just seems very antiquated.
Yeah.
It's run by a government. Anything that's run by the government is slow as hell and antiquated.
Like, think about how long it takes to get a pothole fixed, because that has to go through all of these different processes and approvals, and then they get a crew out there, and it seems like that's another thing that should take... I mean, look, Nick Hexum went out and started fixing potholes. It took him 5 minutes.
You know what we should do is, for every state, for every vote... fly in those cash out people from Vegas, the ones that count the money for you.
Oh, yeah. They put
it in the cage. They're like 5, 10, 26, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 4, and there's the 36. And you're like, whoa, that's so amazing.
They never make a mistake.
No, they don't. And they do it so fast, faster than like a person at a bank.
And I also think you shouldn't have people that live in the state counting of the votes for that state. You should
mix it up.
A little swaparoos.
Hey, Alaska should do ours.
Right. Whoever it is, just move them around. Yeah. That way there's no, because obviously everyone...
No one's got skin in the game.
Right. Everyone's got skin in the game here. So, of course, they're going to be like, let's go ahead and add a little one, carry a one over there.
Boop, yeah, boop, exactly. Boop. Throw these in the trash. I know game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight, but the World Cup is also beginning in just 2 days, and there's more controversy, more people angry at FIFA for... another policy that they're trying to implement at the games. They banned reusable water bottles at the stadiums, which basically forces everybody to buy the overpriced water at the concession stands. And a lot of the stadiums don't have roofs. And they said that they were doing this as a safety measure to, you know, keep the players safe so that some drunk guy doesn't throw a Stanley Cup at Cristiano Ronaldo's head and knock him unconscious. But a lot of other people would be unconscious because they would be overheated in the sun for 5 hours. So people were really upset about this and they were raising a stink. And already, FIFA has reversed the policy that they had just put in place.
So you can now bring in reusable water bottles.
Yeah, because...
which is the best place to get vodka into a soccer game anyway. Tequila, vodka, homemade drinks. Because that's their theory, is if we allow the reusable water bottles, people will come in with them full of their
own.
Can
I bring my reusable vodka bottle to the FIFA World Cup
but
game,
But are they going
to
make you bring them in empty and then you can fill them there?
I mean, that seems pretty simple to do, right? As long as there's a way to fill it when you get in there.
Yeah.
Just have it be empty.
I think one of the dumbest things I've done recently, and I've done a lot of dumb things, is I'm now at a point where I'm tired of getting nickel and dimed at the airport, so I will bring the reusable water bottles.
Oh, that's a big step for you, because you don't have those.
Right, I had them.
You're a disposable guy.
I like everything disposable. Sorry, Mother Earth.
Lug that thing around,
I lug four of those things around now. Four empty ones.
Oh, my God.
And I got to the airport, and I had some time to kill before security, so I filled them all up with water. And then went through security, and they said, sir, there's water in all of these bottles. And I said, that's
right. Why did you do it before?
I just filled them up. And they said, you can't do that. And I go, God damn, I'm an idiot. And so then I had to step out and go walk back and pour them out in the sink. And then go back and do this whole thing all over again.
It's all the same water.
Same water. That's all the same water. Yeah. I wasted so many gallons of water to try to save some water.
Is that when you go through security and then you fill up the reusable water bottle the right way, and then you get on the plane, you open it up, you take a sip and go, this is gross.
This is gross, lukewarm water.
This tastes disgusting.
Yeah. I do like looking at that little tally, though, where it says, 90 million bottles of water saved, so you can enjoy this lukewarm tap water.
I know. And then nothing says 4th of July or summer like a truck full of fireworks exploding. And this did not happen in the state of California. It happened in Tennessee.
In Omar's garage.
A giant truck that was carrying a crap load of fireworks. And yeah, fireworks are illegal in the state of Tennessee, but there's different rules for different counties as far as like what kind of fireworks. But this one, there ended up being a fire in the truck bed. And of course, once that starts... in that moment is like,
USA,
like it's a hazard.
USA,
and you want to make sure everyone's safe, but you also want to make sure you're enjoying the fireworks while they're exploding.
That's kind of one of those things where, like, does anyone want to put their phone down from shooting this and go help out? Like, no, hold on.
Okay, what?
Gotta get the shot here.
Roman Candle.
Get into a brand new hour of the show.